Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
How you going?
How's everyone on the other end?
How are you feeling today?
What's it like for you? How are you, Karen?
Yeah, Karen.
How's your day?
Yeah.
We're a bit tired.
A little bit.
Megan's a bit deflated.
I had to work on some things today and it was tiring.
I had to do work. Yeah. So she's a bit pooped and she did a bunch of research and I didn't read it like I was supposed to.
Yeah, this is our mini-sode.
So she's a bit disappointed with me as well.
This is the mini-sode where we just cover like encounters and news and just see what we think, and this is the actual only episodes I give Patty.
But I'm required to do any work. That's like what distinguishes it from the normal episodes, is that we're both supposed to be informed.
Yes.
Before the recording.
I give him a heads up. I say, hey, here's what we're talking about.
Yeah, and she compiles all the research as well, and then my job is to like to spend 10 minutes reading it.
Yeah.
Didn't do that.
No.
Soz.
So, he's going to get destroyed. He's going to pull facts out of nowhere, and I'm just going to destroy him.
That's
with
true.
Evidence.
I'll do my best to keep afloat.
Okay.
Without any of the facts. Well, hearing the facts for the first time from you.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry, that was a huge detour. For people who don't know, this is Cryptid Addicted.
Yes, this is our mini-sode, Who Dis?
Who Dis? I completely forgot about that. What a great name. Who Dis?
I love it.
Yeah. So, Cryptid Addicted, for those of you who don't know, is a podcast about cryptids. Cryptids
They're basically creatures that we haven't proven to exist yet. So, they may be out there, they may not be out there. Usually there's some sort of sightings or encounters. No... air quotation marks, scientists have seen them yet.
Whatever that means. Yeah, so for you cryptid amateurs out there, that would be Bigfoot would be a typical one.
Yeah.
Nessie, that sort of shit.
Yeah, they're the big boys.
Yeah, but then you also, for your cryptid connoisseurs, we have the Mongolian deathworm.
Yeah.
And the Lagerflotsamur.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, and the, what was the monkey in Malaysia?
Orang Pendeg.
Orang Pendeg.
Sumatra.
Oh,
you gave me a hard time about that.
That was eloquent.
Thanks.
That was very well done.
I'll all right. My
anyway. Eyes. Normally we do full episodes on one cryptid, but this is our more dynamic, versatile, ideally well-researched, but in this case not.
So yeah, we encourage you guys to send us stories of encounters you've had of weird animals in the wild, and we're going to basically read them out, do some research on what's in your area, and try and work out what you saw. So we've had a few of those come in, mainly from Reddit, which is cool.
Facebook? Was this from Facebook?
This was from Facebook, but this was kind of a referral, the first one. So okay. We'll dive in. So yeah, the first encounter is from Dustin. So, hey Dustin.
Hey Dustin.
Thanks for sending this in. So basically, he saw this from a different podcast called, I think it was just A Ghost Podcast. I don't know actually what the name is.
Wait, a podcast about ghosts? Or it's called The Ghost Podcast?
It's about ghosts. I don't have a name because I didn't do that research either.
Well, that sounds like an inferior podcast, but let's see what they had to what they had to say.
Well... they've set up a game trail camera in Selborne, Alabama. Alabama? Selborne?
Claiborne? I have no idea. Sorry if there are any Claiborne listeners.
Claiborne sounds wrong.
It does sound wrong.
Sleburn?
Sleburn? I don't know.
Claiborne?
Cleburne. And
yeah.
Listeners
Alabama.
Can figure that out for themselves.
Yeah, so USA, they basically had a game trail camera set up, which is I think it's just a static camera, and if something moves in front of it, it takes a photo. And it was nearby a farm, and they had recently had 5 of their pet goats killed in the last 2 weeks.
Pet goats?
Pet goats.
So not farm goats.
Farm goats can be pet goats.
But do you milk and then kill them?
You do whatever you want, because they're your
pets. You do whatever you want to them? Poor goats.
Man.
5 goats killed, that's quite a lot.
Yeah.
Was it all at once, or they lost one, they're bugger. And then they lost a second, they're this is a trend.
Maybe. I don't know, or just one night carnage.
Yeah.
No idea.
All right.
So they set up a camera, and when they returned to it, they found it busted really bad and broken and pointing down at the floor.
Uh-huh.
And we've got a photo of what it took, which is on our Facebook page for those who want to follow us.
And it's pretty freaky.
Yeah, it's a bit weird. So I'll describe it to you if you don't have the photo in front of you now. Basically, it's 2 feet bit of calf. They're definitely not human.
Yeah, definitely some sort of animal. They only got four toes. Big toes with big claws.
Mm.
Not much fur.
No.
Sort of like a furless... It looks kind of mangy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what I think I noticed is there's like... Looks like there's a claw foot on the back here.
Yeah, so like four front toes and then like a back claw or something.
Yeah, they appear to be more canine than feline, in my opinion. Okay. Not... Okay. Sure. I thought you might fight me on that.
No, I won't fight you on that. You're allowed to think things are canine. Just listeners, bear in mind that Megan's not an expert in anything, so...
I have seen dogs and cats, though. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, yeah, Patty, what do you think? Bam.
It's definitely freaky. I was weirded out when I saw it. But the more I look at it, the more it looks like... it could be a mangy bear. I saw a photo of a mangy bear last mini-episode... And now I think everything is a mangy bear. It's really powerful legs. Bears kill goats or could kill goats, I imagine.
Yeah.
And it looks mangy. It looks real mangy. We saw that mangy dog when we went up to Kangaroo Valley looking for the Yowie. Looks mangy.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Well, you're wrong. So
bugger.
Bears don't have those sort of that feet pattern. They have five flat toes. They don't have like a claw at the back.
Yeah. So was it like a wolf or something?
It's wolf-like. My opinion, werewolf. Sorry. You were taking a drink there.
That's not kind.
It's a werewolf.
No, it's not.
You ready?
You know why it's not a werewolf? Because there aren't werewolves. That's why it's not a werewolf.
So the most interesting thing to me is the number of the toes and the positioning of the toes. They aren't like a bear's. You're wrong, Patty. Do some research, gosh.
Oh, you anticipated that I was going to play the mangy bear card?
Yeah, and I also anticipated that you didn't do any research.
Oh, wow. How did you know?
Because I know you.
Ah, not just general research, not just like be a more informed person, gosh.
No,
like,
just do like research.
Read the things I sent you.
Yeah, a little
you
bit.
You cat.
Yeah, see, I know you.
You do know me.
Okay.
Oh, I feel less bad now because you sort of saw it coming.
You should
I'm
feel more bad.
Reliably negligent. And then it's not really negligence at all, is it?
Yeah.
Anyway, let's move swiftly on.
Okay, so basically, too big to be a wolf. Too big.
Okay.
That's my opinion.
You used the word obviously in your notes.
I have. You're going to read my notes over
you
my shoulder.
Idiot, Patty. All right.
Too thick, especially around the ankle.
Okay, I'm with you on maybe it's a wolf. Could be a wolf.
Cool.
Obviously not a werewolf, because those aren't real, but maybe a wolf.
Let's talk about claws.
Mange wolf. Oh, sure. Why not?
So the claw at the back is called a dew claw, D-E-W, and it is present in dogs, lions, and wolves.
Wow.
There's
lions.
A picture.
That's weird, because I thought lions were cats, but I guess...
Yeah.
I guess it's just a crazy, complex world out there.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
There's a picture for our followers of a circled dew claw on a wolf. Right there. Bam.
Yeah. There it is.
Yep. But I hear you say that's too big to be a wolf. Correct.
So, well, I mean, wait, how? There was nothing in the photo for scale. There was no bananas lying on the ground. What if it's just zoomed in?
That's not how this works. Look how big it is.
What? I don't know how big it is. There's nothing else in the photo to compare it to.
There's the ankle and, like, weird bony leg bit.
It's a bit muscly. Could be a wolf. That wolf in your wolf photo is a bit muscly. Looks very similar. I think it could be that.
No.
No, obviously no. Not.
Wasn't the claws look wrong?
Do they?
Look too pointy?
No. I mean, they look more pointy than it would if it had proper fur, but I think it's a mangy wolf, so...
Mangy werewolf.
Like, when you say werewolf, what do you mean?
Okay, I'll tell you what I mean.
Do you mean a person that transforms into a wolf?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Come on. Speculating about ghosts and leprechauns and shit, but we're gonna keep it to, like, mainstream cryptids until then.
Werewolf is one of the most mainstream cryptids out there.
No, that's silly. That's not an animal. That's magic.
Okay.
A man transforms into a wolf.
Calm your farm. Okay. I'm gonna tell you some more about this, okay?
Okay.
So, in my opinion can't be wrong, because it's an opinion.
I think that's quite how it works.
If you mix the size and skin of a human with the feet intricacies of a wolf, you'd get this, that picture.
What does that sentence even mean?
Okay,
you
picture.
You mix the size of a human with the feet intricacies of a wolf, or was it the other way around? What are you talking about, you blithering idiot?
Okay, human skin. This is my foot in front of you. Mm. Human skin is hairless. And
that doesn't look like human skin. That looks exactly like the belly of the mangy little terrier that we saw on our recent trip.
Oh, that's the mangy dog. Oh.
Yeah. If hippie woman is listening, get your dog checked. Take it to the vet.
Yeah.
That was not in a healthy state.
Poor thing.
Anyway.
Okay.
Okay, your theory's silly. Can we move on?
No! Shh! Werewolves has been spotted in this...
No, they haven't! Werewolves have never been spotted because they don't exist.
Story time.
Oh, no.
Settle in. Werewolves has been spotted in this area before for many years. In April 1971.
Right.
Something deemed, quote, the wolf woman of Mobile, or Mobile, roamed the land. This half-woman, half-wolf was that. So many sightings of this creature poured in that the media had to cover it. It just had to. They paid for an illustration of the beast to be based on eyewitnesses.
Sorry, I saw the illustration over your shoulder. Oh, man. That's
Jeez,
a good one.
Sexy. It wasn't just one eyewitness either. It was over 50 eyewitnesses in a week.
Wow.
And this is what it looks like.
Wow, that's a... It looks kind of like the head from, like, I Dream of Jeannie on a wolf with only three legs.
Oh, no, she's touching her neck with her other arm.
Looks like stroking her neck sexually.
She's pushing her hair back.
This is so silly. I believe a lot of people might have seen a wolf, assuming they weren't lying. Like a weird, like a mangy wolf or something. Something that looks kind of like a wolf, but kind of not. And then they're like, well, it's kind of like a wolf and kind of not. It must be a werewolf. Instead of being sensible people and being like, well, it must be a wolf with some kind of condition. You see weird people all the time. Like, I was around Central the other day, Central Station. Yeah. And there's that guy with that awful condition. And he's got like a bubbly nose
face.
He
plays
thing.
The guitar really well.
He does. And he's lovely, I'm sure. But like... If you saw a wolf like that, you'd be like, "Eh, it's a weird monster wolf." Because, you know, we're not polite about wolves. And that's what's going on here.
It's a sexy wolf.
Well, that's what the artist is drawn. I assume the artist was just like, I can't believe this is what I'm doing with my life. Right. Fuck you all. We can draw a sexy wolf.
Witnesses described her as pretty and hairy, with a top half head woman and a bottom half wolf. An unnamed teenager... Sorry, I've been drinking. Sorry, we made beautiful blue drinks.
Oh, we did. They're on our Instagram. Yeah. A photo of them and what we used to make them. They're delightful.
I had a lot of crap in my booze cupboard and I just got a shot glass out and a little
and it
lemon.
Worked. And it's the King's Cup effect. Or
jungle juice.
It is. Yeah.
So, forgive the slurring. Anyway, werewolves. So an unnamed teenager said, my daddy saw it down at the marsh and it chased him home.
A teenager used the word daddy?
Yes. Now my mummy keeps all the doors and windows locked.
Was he talking? Oh, God. Jeez, that's weird. That's weird.
Werewolves are weird.
Yeah. No, the kid's weird.
One witness heard the creature had escaped from a circus sideshow. In Foley, Alabama. Fuck, Alabama.
Foley, come on.
I keep saying it wrong. Foley, Alabama. In Foley,
you
Alabama.
Say Alabama funny too. Alabama.
How
you say it kind of like you're imitating an Alabaman?
Well, yeah.
Oh, obviously.
And I believe this is in around 2012. Some crazy kids were snuggled up in a car, possibly having a bit of a makeout session.
Ooh, good on them.
Possibly not, though. That's just speculation. Then suddenly, this, quote, weird creature came out of nowhere and started to rip and tear and bite and scratch at the car.
Cool.
It's like Lover's Lane sort of shit. It was closely resembling a dog, but looked almost human size in nature and stature. It attacked with such ferocity that it left blood marks and teeth marks all up the car's exterior, and the front bumper of the car was torn apart, and it left after a bit.
It didn't stay there forever.
Oh.
Well, that's a good bit of info to include in that story.
Werewolves!
No, That last one is exactly what I said was going on. There's some frightened teenagers making out in a car. They see a dog-like thing, like a big dog, and they're like, eh, it's a big dog, but it's not quite a dog, but it's big. What is it? I don't know. Werewolf. Must be a werewolf. Dumb. Stupid.
So you're thinking direwolf?
I don't know. Could be a werewolf. Sorry.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
No.
Yes.
The drink.
End of episode.
No, don't edit this. Don't do it. It could be a mangy regular wolf, because werewolves aren't real. Or I don't know what else it could be. It could be like, what are those things they have?
Werewolves.
Bobcats.
Bobcats.
I don't know. It could be some weird American normal. It's a normal animal.
Okay, all right.
That's a bit mangy.
All right. Shall we move on? You're getting heated.
I am. I'm sorry.
You've already...
getting in a bit of a tizzy.
You've already sided with me, so I can move on.
In at least one clip of audio.
Don't need anything more.
This mini episode is going to be 10 seconds long. It's making me like, I don't think it's a werewolf. What do you think, Patty? I think it's a werewolf.
I think it's a werewolf. All right. Next encounter. This is from a Reddit listener, and their name is Naxix.
Naxix.
Naxix. Or NaXYX.
That's funny.
Thanks.
That was good.
Okay. Would you like to read this one, or shall I?
I'd like to read it, because I've not read it.
Okay.
And I'd like to know what it says.
Okay.
You'll go too fast so that I don't know it properly.
I'll sit back and sip.
All right. So this is what Naxix has written on Reddit. So, comma, this will probably be a longer story, comma. Already the grammar's way off. Sorry.
No, this is okay. No, pause. We know this person. You can't be that mean.
I'm not being mean. Okay. I'm helping them. This is for Naxix's benefit.
Can you not isolate all of our listeners, please?
But anyway, ellipsis. Capital A.
You need a capital A after an ellipsis.
No, you don't.
Yes,
an ellipsis doesn't start a new sentence.
Oh, it is a... Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
We went to...
Look it up.
I was going to pull the grammar school thing at you, but we went to the same school.
You pull that up? As in grammar school means you're good at grammar?
Yes.
That's not the connection.
It works all the time.
Oh my god.
All
okay.
Right. We're
grammar. Briefly pausing to check which of us is right.
I nearly said we're jammer checking.
Get it together, Megan. This is a quality production.
We're jammer checking.
What's that mean?
It means I'm right.
I think Megan's right.
See, this episode is just going to be... I think it's a werewolf. I think Megan's right. All right.
All right, we'll start again.
Yeah, say sorry.
Okay, Naxix, I'm sorry. You were right. It seems you've started a new sentence with the word about, and so you were correct to capitalize it.
Good boy.
All right, beginning again. So, this will probably be a longer story, but anyway, about 4 months ago, my friend, with his friend... in brackets, guy and girl, were on a walk near our town. Ooh, and other brackets. I like the use of brackets. It's a small town, about 6,000 people. When they saw a really weird thing. He said they saw a really fast-moving thing, about 1.8 to 1.7 meters tall. It was black, and they didn't see it a lot, because they were scared. So me and a bunch of friends... about a week ago, went there to look at some evidence, at what evidence was left, and, well, we sure did find something. There's a fence with sheep in it. The friend said he saw the thing run there and back, there, back, and then it ran back there and didn't come back. What is this?
Keep it together.
Okay, I thought it was pretty strange, like... why would it do that? So I got an idea. There's a little stream between the fence and road. So we went there and were watching very carefully when a friend of mine saw footprints, not animal nor human-like, about 1 or 2 centimeters in ground.
In the ground.
Make of that what you will.
In the ground.
There's no V.
I'm telling you that it's what it means.
Well, I'm just reading it verbatim, because people should know.
Because you're an asshole.
Yeah. Another friend saw something even weirder. The thing probably got to the sheep, because about 10 meters next to it, there was a shredded piece of wool. If the owners were to cut the wool off, why would they leave it there? Wool's valuable. So that's probably not what happened. Naxix's theory is, since the beast was moving really fast, It ran, jumped over the stream and fence, attacked a sheep, and then left. Then he asks if anyone on the thread had seen something similar. They can maybe talk about it, share some information, crowdsource, help each other. All right.
Him and his friends saw something about human size, which is like 5.5 feet tall.
Oh, okay. 1.7, 1.6, yeah.
Yep, super fast, black or dark coloured, made them feel scared, left footprints that were not human or animal-like, and it ate a sheep, possibly. All right, Patty, who dis?
Oh, we should say that every segment.
Okay.
And we should have a little drum roll. Should have a little like sound by like, da-da-da-da, who dis?
Who dis, who dis? Who dis?
I don't even have to answer it. This could be anything. This doesn't even, there's not even a who. Like, it could be.
What's one theory you have?
Okay, I know, it could be a wolf, could be a bobcat, could be anything that eats sheep. Could be that no sheep were eaten. I'm very interested to see what they turn up when they go to the forest. Okay, well,
when they do?
When they do, we honestly are eagerly awaiting your results.
Yeah.
And if you can find anything a little bit harder, or if you can go back and even talk to the farmer and see if they did lose a sheep, we're all ears.
Mm. Okay, Megan, who dis?
Who dis? Megan, who dis?
Okay, so there's not too much to go on, but the fact that you said it was fast and dark coloured, and it gave your friends a sense of real fear, and it jumped. It seemed to jump. There was like, you think maybe it jumped over a stream. And
a dog. Dogs are fast and jump and scare people and are dark.
Are not 5.5 feet tall.
Be a big dog.
Big
could
dog.
Be a hound. Could be an Irish wolfhound. I don't know why there'd be one in whatever part of the world this is.
America. Anyway, shut up. I'm talking. So the crazy fast movements and the jumping huge distances made me think of a skinwalker as a culprit. You probably have no idea what that is.
Nope.
Okay.
What's a skinwalker?
So a skinwalker is a cryptid, but it's a little bit more on the grey zone.
You mean on the like fantastical side?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I do. If you did see its footprints, that would be extremely lucky. Because
why?
I just don't think anyone has ever seen, I don't know. Maybe the footprints were unrelated in my view.
Wait, what's the skinwalker?
Okay, alright. So it's not really a human, it's not really an animal. The concept of a skinwalker originates from Native American legends. It's basically a person who has adopted a life of supernatural abilities by wearing the pelt of an animal. And it gives them amazing abilities such as turning into any animal. They can run super fast, faster than a car, and can jump over whole gorges without any effort.
This is when they're in animal form?
Yeah. But they also become like a little bit fucked up in their human form as well. Like they, I feel like there's a parallel somewhere. Like they accept this way of life and it sacrifices their kind of human.
What was that series of books? And on the front of the books, they'd have the like a person and
Animalia?
An animal, and it was like
Animalia?
No, it wasn't Animalia. It was like, it was a word like Transformers. It was Animorphs.
Animorphs.
Animorphs. So this is like Native American Animorphs. That's so funny. So this is your honest to goodness best bet as to what's going on here.
I mean, maybe. Anyway, so there's heaps of more information. Heaps more information on skinwalkers. I'll do a whole episode on them in the future. But
please,
basically, this is the general concept.
Oh my god! Ah! Oh, that's fucked up. Wow. Okay, this is like an artist's impression of a skinwalker, but it's terrifying.
Yeah.
It's like a, what is it, that, like an elk? It's got like the head of an elk and a zombie wolf.
Yeah, it's...
its ribcage is showing, like the flesh is decayed there.
Its arms are way too long.
Its arms are the whole length of its body. Like, its claws are scratching the ground.
Gosh.
It's got hooves.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously this is not a real thing, but it's a scary drawing.
Anyway, so that is a possibility for you on the sort of more cryptid side of what you saw.
What makes you think this is a skinwalker? That Nixix stole?
A few things. I mean, I'm not sure how tall these guys are meant to be. They're kind of shapeshifters, so height is not really a factor. The fact that he felt scared.
Wait, but they can't take any shape. They're not like liquids.
No, I don't think so. Animal-y.
They turn into specific animals, right?
Yeah.
So height is relevant. If they turn into wolves, you'd expect them to be like wolf height or maybe big wolf height.
Well, what animal is that? It's just a
No, but that's just some up. That's just some graphic designer on the internet drew that. That's not like authentic Native American lore.
Anyway, I'm gonna answer your question.
That's not canon.
Let me answer your question.
All right.
The fact that he said it jumped really far, these guys are known for jumping. Yeah. It ran really fast, these guys are known for running really fast. He's in America. It's
everything runs and jump. I run and jump. I mean, not that fast or far. Anyway, sorry. Finish your thing. I'm sorry.
Okay. Skinwalker is one thing I thought of immediately when you talked about it. So if it is one, I looked into them a little bit more and I found a few facts. So they can be dangerous, so be careful if you do go out and camping again looking for them. Apparently you can kill a skinwalker if you call them by their true human name. I thought that was pretty cool.
Oh, so that's a sort of last defense. If there's a creepy zombie elk monster running at you, you can just call out a few names.
Greg! Dan!
Presumably Native American names. Oh. I don't know any of those.
And then talking about skinwalkers without knowledge about skinwalkers is considered dangerous. So, sorry, we're fucked.
General. So talking shit about skinwalkers makes them come after you?
Yeah.
Ah.
Without, like, knowing about them properly.
Do they swim?
Probably. I don't know. They're shapeshifters. I'm just turned into a fish.
Okay. Thank you for your story, Nixix? Naxix. Thank you, Naxix, for your story. That was very illuminating.
Yeah, let us know what you find if you go out again.
Please do.
Third encounter. So this is not really a recent encounter and it's a little bit different, but it was a request from Dustin.
Well, if it isn't Dustin again.
So it's called the Montauk Monster. Essentially what it is, and there's photos on our Facebook, definitely look it up. In the summer of 2008, a carcass washed up ashore and looked kind of cray and was hard to identify. In terms of cryptid terminology, it's called a globster, that sort of thing. So if it's like a weird mound washes up, it's called a globster.
A globster.
It's like the general term.
Okay.
It was found in the northern coast of Long Island in New York, US.
Yeah, just warning, it's kind of gross.
It is kind of gross. So that's what it looks like. It's basically, looks like it's lost a lot of fur. There's some serious teeth going on. It looks like it's got a bit of an upper beak, but that might be just a skull. It's got some flappy ears.
For those of you who aren't following on Facebook, if you're NCIS fans, there's that one episode of NCIS where they put a body in, like, a barrel and it, like, decays and then they find the body, like, I don't know, a week or a month after and it's got, like, bits of bone showing. It's just super gross and swollen and decayed.
Oh.
It's just a gross blob thing. That's what it looks like.
I've never seen it.
Yeah.
Patty, who dis?
Who dis? I don't know. Animal, pig, dog.
If you did your research, you would know the answer.
I'm sorry! Alright. When will you forgive me? You fucking saw it coming and everything.
Okay. Megan, who dis? Basically, I shouldn't have to say that myself. I'm asking myself.
Alright. Megan, who dis?
Okay. So I'm pretty sure it is a raccoon. There's been some analysis done and there's a photo if you flick through that someone's kind of drawn a raccoon over the carcass to sort of show what lines up. The analysis done with the ears, the teeth, the paws, the tail, and the overall body shape, and it basically looks pretty legit. They've even got a skull to carcass comparison and the top bit looks super weird, but it's because it's not a beak, it's the skull itself and the top that the teeth are missing, but you can see the hole where the tooth used to be and like the bottom jaw lines up.
That looks super close. Yeah Okay. It's a raccoon.
There was like some things flying around that the forearms were too long, but it could be just because it was decomposed pretty badly. Paleozoologist, which I didn't even know was a thing, Darren Naish, studied the photograph and concluded that the corpse's visible dentition, skull shape, and front paws, that the creature was a raccoon. And the odd appearance was merely a byproduct of the decomposition and water action removing most of the animal's hair and some of its flesh. But I also just want to mention that there are some other theories out there about what it is, which are pretty cute. So some people thought it was a science experiment gone wrong from the nearby government testing facility, the Plum Island Animal Disease Center.
Those scoundrels could be.
There was also a rando connection between an indie film that was being filmed at the same time. So basically, the director's sister was the one who found the monster. Mm-hmm. And then she said it was a prop from the movie, and it was all like media, because the media went apeshit over this, and they were like, oh, it's connect, it's a prop from our movie, watch our movie.
But she was just trying to get...
Yeah. And, yeah, I don't know. I'm not even going to say which movie, because fuck liars. And then the other theory is that it was obviously something that swam in our oceans and had, like, flippers. There's a couple of, like, sketches of what it could have looked like.
Oh, this is so great. Like, it was obviously a raccoon, but someone who didn't want it to be a raccoon has drawn this, like, dinosaur aquatic creature.
Yeah, and, like, completely disregarded what the actual feet look like with its toes. And just like, nah, man, they were flippers.
Flippers. The beginnings of flippers.
And put a beak on it. It's really cute. It's nice. And then someone else thought it was, like, this thing.
Oh, these are pretty good drawings.
Yeah, they're on our Facebook. It's got a light in its tail. Yeah. It was a raccoon, but it's cute. It's cute. So yeah, that's all our sort of sightings for
this week.
Yeah, encounters. If you have any sightings or encounters you want us to check out, definitely email us at cryptidaddicted@gmail.com. And then we'll go on to news.
All right, the news section. So this is the news in cryptids.
Correct.
Yeah. A Nessie sighting.
Yeah, Nessie sighting.
How blessed are we? Or does this happen all the time?
I think there's quite a few.
We've got it up now. You're going to get our live reaction as we watch it, in my case, for the first time. Oh, God, the Daily Mirror. Of course it's the Daily Mirror. What? That's a bunch of waves.
Where are they coming from?
I don't know, the wind or something. Like, I've seen that at the ocean before. Oh, that's super disappointing, guys. I'm sorry. This is not legit.
It's meant to be Nessie and her kids following in tow. Like, they're meant to be mini Nessies.
Right. We went to the Daily Mail for nothing. And now I feel all dirty.
It wasn't the Daily Mail, it was a mirror.
Mirror?
Yeah.
Daily Mirror, not Daily Mail?
Daily Mirror.
Huh.
Yeah. So according to the eyewitness, Dakota Franson, who is American and was holidaying from Idaho, saw a large dark shape around 40 feet long, had skin like a hippopotamus, apparently. So presumably like gray and rough. It was moving in the water close to Urquhart Castle?
Jetty? That's the nearby castle.
There was a speedboat in the local vicinity, and the shape seemed to be actively avoiding it. When the boat drew closer, the shape surfaced as though it was looking at the boat, and then it disappeared.
Wait, so is this eyewitness the one that took the film?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the film is garbage.
Yeah.
Like, the film is awful.
Yeah.
Like, it's just waves.
Yeah.
And they're far away.
Yeah.
So, did she take this footage at a different time than the episode she's talking about, where she saw like hippopotamus skin and all this detail?
Same time. So this is the same, this is what she saw, and that's why she took the video and this video at the same time.
Okay. What? What is wrong with you, Dakota Franson of Idaho? Because it's... Okay, this is my analysis. From the video, it's way too far away to make any call about like what its skin looks like. It looks like a bunch of waves. All this stuff about like, oh, it moved close and then it seemed to avoid it, like,
no.
It's so far away.
Yeah,
I think
I agree, it's super wavy, it just looks like waves.
Yeah,
sorry.
it's sad because I would like a cool Nessie sighting.
Yeah. Oh, I
it'd
think
be a
I
nice had... treat, and you get all excited because the media is on board and you're like, whoa, the media.
Yeah, well, anyway, but also I good news, because yeah. Nessie sightings are apparently on the rise, I read.
Ooh.
Sightings of the Loch Ness Monster set a new global record last year. Nessie's 11 accepted sightings in 2017 was the highest in a century. So,
hey.
Basically, let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
They have a photography award for best Nessie shot of the year. I'm a photographer, and...
Oh, you mean literally let's go to Loch Ness in Scotland?
Yeah.
Oh, not just like... Let's go. I support the Nessie effort.
No.
Like, let's go to Loch Ness.
Me, you, and my camera go there, and I'll take a photo. The prize is $3,000.
$3,000. And all we have to do is take the best photo of a thing that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
That's pretty hard. How do you do that?
you just take photos of the thing.
I guess I can, like, cover myself in, like, reeds or something and...
I'm not gonna fake
try
it.
And look humpy.
No, we'll just kayak around. They've probably got kayaks. Yeah. Anyway, the trip basically pays for itself if we get the photo.
Well, pays for one of us. $3,000's a one return ticket, right?
Well, do I really need you? I mean, I've got the camera. I've got the photography skills.
I'll provide moral support, like, through FaceTime or something.
Yeah, exactly. I don't need you.
Okay.
Okay, aliens.
Oh, yeah. This is cool. I actually read about this in probably the most credible media outlet that we've touched on in our podcasting history, which is The Atlantic.
It's
probably, in my opinion, the best newspaper or magazine in the world. Super credible. And they had an article on this. It's the alien baby. Or yes. It looks like an alien baby.
Ata?
That's the South American name. Well, that's what they gave it.
It was found in the Atacama Desert.
That's right. They found the skeleton in the Atacama Desert. Tiny, like, what is it, like a few inches?
Yeah, 6 inches tall.
Yeah, and it's got a super deformed head. It looks like an alien.
Yes. So it was also mummified, and basically a lot of people thought it was aliens.
Yeah. Spoiler, it was not. They tested its DNA. That's what the article I was reading was about. Human DNA, but it's got mutations in the parts of the DNA that determine what your, like, skull shape looks like. So it's a super deformed kid. It's kind of a bit sad.
It is.
His parents left it to die.
Not necessarily.
Well, actually, was it a miscarriage or something? I think the details.
Yeah, I think it... So I think it is a bit sad, so feel free to end early if you don't want to talk about this. So it has a cone head shape. And really, the thing was, it had really hard bones for its size. So it had the bone density of a 6-year-old. So...
Yeah.
Not, they thought maybe it was a fetus, but it was like, well, no, it has a bone density of 6-year-old, so it was an alien. And there's a few pictures there. They've got like a measuring tape next to it.
Actually, this is a really important point for us to touch on, as in the, like, cryptid world, especially for cryptids where people aren't claiming there's a whole, like, species of them. It's just like one cryptid.
Okay.
Like the, well, for example, the what was it, the dog man of New Delhi, the monkey man of New Delhi.
Yeah.
Sorry. For these one-off guys, like, it's actually perfectly plausible that it could be an animal with a, like, heavily mutated. Because, like, you get that in any species, you'll have a few ones that they've got a bunch of mutations in their DNA and they're super weird looking.
That's true.
Like this. Like, that's... Science allows for that.
Mm.
To be really a cryptid, it's got to be something entirely different.
Yeah,
it
new
can't
species.
Just be, like, a weird looking dog.
Yeah, different species sort
yeah.
of thing.
Yeah, yeah. It's got to be something way out.
Yes. Ba-ba-de-ba. Oh, Josh Gates. Bleh. Josh Gates fan from Destination Truth. There's a Destination Truth episode on this thing, which is really awesome. It's season 3, episode 24, called Alien Mummies. And he basically hears about this thing and tries to look for aliens. I think you find some cool shit. Anyway, the news on this, kind of Patty touched on it before, is that they tested Ata's bone marrow and sent it to DNA sequencing, and her genetic material was conclusively from a human being.
Yeah.
They next studied her genome, and mutations were present in 7 of Ata's genes that are all involved in human growth, which explains why she has such accelerated
bone weird looking head and super strong bones.
Yeah.
Considering that she's, like, died before she was born.
Mm. Yeah. They believe this has occurred around 40 years ago,
which is sad because it means the mother is potentially still alive.
Maybe, yeah.
Well, that doesn't make it sadder, I guess, but it's like, I guess it's more interesting.
It'd be weird to see your child in the...
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, so those who are certain that she is just a poor little human baby, they want the debate to be over now about whether she's an alien or not, and they want her to be returned to Chile, where she can be laid to rest.
Yeah, that's fair. I guess this is one of the cases where, like, speculating can actually do some damage.
Yeah.
You know, so, like...
For example, if the mother is still around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But normally it's fine, so, like, don't hold back on, like, the...
Werewolf.
Monkey man in New Delhi or whatever. Like, actually, wait, no, hang on. What? Opposite.
What?
The speculation in New Delhi about there being a monkey man killed 3 people, right? Like, all the deaths there were people freaking out because of this, like, made-up rumor about a weird monkey beast.
Yeah.
Like, so, again, speculation doing damage.
Yeah.
Doing real damage.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. A little moral lesson today. Yeah.
Fair enough. Okay. That's it. That's all we got. So if you have any more stories, send them in to cryptidaddicted@gmail.com. As I mentioned before, we'd love to read them out and speculate about what you maybe saw.
That's right. It doesn't just have to be stories. Tell us anything. We're desperate to hear from you. We require contact. And yeah, you can send anything you want, no nudes, please, to cryptid_addicted. That's on Facebook or Twitter.
And cryptid_addicted is where we are on Instagram, where you'll see our sick drinks.
That's right. And if you want to give us money, just money, you can do that on buymeacoffee.com.
Yeah, and you just search Cryptid Addicted. It's buy as in BUY.
Yeah, and that gives us like $3 or something.
Yeah.
Just so we can drink more affordably, I guess. Yeah.
Every dollar you give, Patty does one bit of research.
Yeah, no, not true. In fact, our words just get more slurred, so you're kind of paying to lower the quality of the product that you're getting. But do it anyway! Alright.
Alright, okay, goodbye. Bye. Yeah.